This is Homeschool Tech, Episode 1, Basic Internet Security. Hello and welcome to Homeschool Tech, Episode 1. My name is John Wilkerson. This is the very first episode of Homeschool Tech, and so I want to thank you for joining me. And if you listen to the pilot program and provided me with feedback, I want to thank you for that. I appreciate it. And I will be taking in consideration any of your thoughts and comments that you had about that very first pilot episode. But this being the first episode, officially, I want to provide some words of thanks and some words of encouragement. First of all, thanks to Mark Blasco over at podcastthemes.com for providing the theme music for this podcast. And also thanks to Derek and Sharon Gilbert over at peeringintodarkness.com who provide a wonderful forum and also just a wonderful podcast to listen to. And also thanks to the guys over at Return of Whatever, Herb, Amit, and Daniel for providing a great podcast, and just want to give them a word of encouragement to keep going every week and providing a podcast. We really appreciate it, those of us who listen to it and those of us who are fans of the podcast. So in this first episode, I want to talk about securing a Windows XP machine. Being that most people on the internet use Windows XP, I thought that it would be prudent in the first episode to talk about some basic security measures that you can take. Now, when I say basic security measures, I'm not going to go into detail of really changing any settings or anything like that. I do want to make sure that for those of you who are listening and who might be more technically inclined, that I just want to let you know that this isn't going to be an in-depth discussion about Windows XP security. I'm just going to hit some high points and really keep it light and keep it basic. First of all, when we're talking about Windows XP, we are talking about the latest version that's out there. If you purchased Windows XP when it first came out, there have been two service packs that have come out since the first version was released, and there have been a number of security updates. So one of the very first things you want to do is make sure that Windows XP is completely up to date. And if you have a broadband connection, that being a DSL or a cable modem, it's very easy to make sure those updates are done. You just go to Windows Updates, .microsoft.com, and you can simply go over there and get every update that's available for your computer. If you have any of the other previous versions, the Service Pack 1 version or the Service Pack 2 version, then automatic updates is usually turned on right out of the box, and hopefully you haven't turned that off, because the number one thing that you can do to make sure that your system is secure is to maintain a current update of that operating system. Because as flaws are found, as vulnerabilities are found, Microsoft works to patch those. And it's very important that you get those patches. Now, if you're on dial-up, it's a little bit more difficult because it takes a lot longer to download. So I would recommend that if you know someone who has broadband, see if they'll download Service Pack 2 for you and put it onto a CD, because that'll make it a lot easier to update your system. You can get it to Service Pack 2, at least get it there, and then you can get the downloads from there. Now, along with Service Pack 2 comes the Windows Firewall. Now, if you don't have any other kind of firewall software, I highly recommend leaving that firewall turned on anytime you're connected to the internet. Now, the best thing to do is just leave it on all the time, because if you're not on the internet, it's not going to affect the way your computer works in any way. So it's best to just leave it on all the time. If you don't like the Windows Firewall, or you want to have a little bit extra security, you can always download a third-party firewall. One that I use on my home computer is Zone Alarm. It's free for personal use, and it provides you with basic control over the security of your system. Now, it doesn't provide any real kind of granular control, but more application level type control, which is what most people really need. They need to know what is trying to get in. Well, not really so much what's trying to get in, but more what's trying to get out. So that's also an option. The next thing you need to make sure that you have is a current antivirus software running on your computer. Many of your computers, if you bought them brand new, may have come with McAfee, or they may have come with Norton antivirus. If you don't have antivirus, I recommend a free version, AVG, again, which I use at home. Why? Well, because it's free, and I don't really think you should have to pay for antivirus software or firewall software if there is a good, reasonable alternative out there. AVG does just about everything that Symantec and McAfee does, and it's free. It does automatic updates. It is updated quite often. It'll do system scans and things like that. So it's a great option if you don't want to spend the money on a commercial copy. You can get this free personal version. Now they have an upgraded version that you can purchase that will provide you with additional bells and whistles. Now the third thing that you need, just now again we're just talking about basics, is some kind of anti-spyware software. Now Microsoft has also come out with a anti-spyware solution, and I would suggest, you know, if you want the ease of use, if you want something that, you know, you're sure is going to work with your Microsoft operating system and your firewall, to download their beta version of the spyware, anti-spyware tool. Does a great job. Sometimes it's a little noisy, and when I say it's noisy, I mean that it provides a little bit too much feedback. But it's better to have too much feedback than no feedback to know what's going on. The reason you want to protect your computer from this spyware kind of stuff is just to really make sure that no nasty software gets on your computer. Now you may think, well, I thought viruses were nasty. Well, the spyware can be pretty nasty too, because the spyware is what's going to tell other people your surfing habits, and it's going to allow them to send you spam, and it's going to allow them to send you to track what you're doing and say, hey, well, user XYZ over here is going to these types of websites, and since we know that this person is going to these websites, we're going to send them email targeted for that, and hopefully we'll get them looped into whatever they're doing, whatever, you know, purchasing what we're selling. Now, those three things will keep your computer relatively secure as long as they're updated regularly. Now, I recommend checking for updates once a week when it comes to spyware and when it comes to antivirus definitions. Most of your antivirus and anti-spyware packages out there will do this for you automatically, often checking daily, and that's great. Now, as far as a firewall is concerned, if you're using Zone Alarm, updates come out. I don't really know if they come out on regular intervals, but they do come out whenever there is a perceived need to upgrade the software. And usually there's an automatic pop-up that comes and says, hey, there's a new version out. Do you want to download it? Yes or no? So those three basic things are what will keep your computer relatively secure. Now, there's other things that, you know, are going to basically open up holes in your computer that will cause problems. Any kind of file sharing software that's out there is going to cause a problem. If your kids are, you know, doing any kind of peer-to-peer file sharing, more than likely they have introduced a virus or a spyware onto the computer through that peer-to-peer network. And so it's really a good idea, if there's any kind of that software on there, Kazaa or anything like that, Mule, Emule, to just remove it. I would even go so far as to say, remove BitTorrent if they're using BitTorrent. Now, there are perfectly legitimate uses for all of this software, but for the most part, most of what you're getting out there is virus and worm and spyware infested software that's installing itself on your computer and just waiting to be exploited by someone out there who is just up to no good. Now, if you want to take your internet security to the next level, there are some security suites that you can purchase, and these go so far as to even filter internet access. There are a number of packages out there, and I hope to, in the next episode, kind of give an overview of some of the security suite packages that are out there that also provide filtering. So tune in next time for episode 2, where I'll be talking about Internet Security Suites.